All right, what's up, guys? Here on another episode of our podcast, Eli and Mike. And we're here honored to have an amazing artist, sculptor, musician, everything you can imagine. And there's probably a lot more on that resume. Right. However, Richard Orlinsky, thank you for being here with us.
Thank you to invite me. I'm very proud to be there. It's amazing.
Thank you. We're so excited. You know, we're here on Rodeo Drive, one of your main locations of your sculptures. And it's we were just speaking how, you know, we were on Rodeo Drive the other day. And we saw your name all over the place. We kind of want to start off with your sculptures, because this is something you're so well known for. We want to know, like, where did you get the idea, the concept to start creating these sculptures?
Okay, the inspiration came from very, very old time, because I was four years old when I started to design small animals with clay.
No way.
I started by elephants because I was, like, fascinated by elephants.
Wow.
And I was also... You know, I, at this time, maybe I wanted to be loved. So I offer all my work to the directors, teachers, and everything. So I was like, you know, a little star at the moment. So because, oh, this is the guy who make the elephant. Even I had a TV show came to film me. So it was like, yeah, so it come from a very long time. And then I make many things in my life. I didn't believe that we can earn your living with the sculpting. So it was like hobby or something. And then one day I stopped everything and decided to try to maybe to do it for a living, you know? And it was like such a big decision because I was successful. I got many companies. Mm-hmm. So everybody was against me. Say, oh, Richard, you have to do this, you have this and this, you're going to lose everything.
Right.
But at the end, you know, sometimes you have to listen to your small voice inside of you, believe your dreams. Yes. And if you can, you know, we are in USA here, so, you know, you have to let's make it happen.
Wow.
And it happens.
Wow.
It's not, it was not like a way, it's because, you know, it's possible to not to make it. But if you don't try,
wow,
who knows?
And that alone itself, if you don't try, you obviously can't do much in business or in life.
Of course.
Were you in the position, was this all happening in France or was this somewhere different?
It started in France.
Okay.
And I really believe that even it was a failure, it doesn't matter anyway, because I even now I learn from failure. In French, we don't teach kids to fail. If you fail, you're bad. Oh, what I love in the States, they say that more you fail, more you grow up. You grow up. And I love this. And I also interview where I have a very big show in France, and I make like masterclass or conference, and I always tell to everybody that, you know, if you don't fail one time, it's not possible to have a big success. I know all the people, the big celebrity, the big success, they always talk about this.
That's
and
right.
In France, we are very, you know, you have to be shy when there is a failure. But it's not true. So I like that.
Wow.
I like to be there because everything's possible.
Definitely. We were driving here today to our podcast, and actually one of the license plates that I saw, it said fail often. And I was reading it and I was like, is that good or is that bad? But I realized, of course, that's good, because if you're failing often,
then... And you learn. Yes, you learn so much, because, you know, even in bad things, you always learn, you know, I have kids and say something got up and we say, look, watch this, be present to this moment. And you will see that maybe in this bad moment, if something bad happened, it's going to be something very good going to happen to you. And if you are, you have to be aware, you have to be listened to that. But if you're really connected to life, to present, you will see all that stuff. If not, of course, a lot of people are connected to the past.
That's
and if
you're
connected to the past, you know, it's complicated for you. Mm-hmm. Future also is complicated.
Yes.
You have to leave the present, which is very, very, if you try and you really leave the present, this is happiness.
Yes.
Right.
And happiness can be without like that. That's why I'm also a stand-up comedy actor, comedian. And even sometimes, you know, I have so many jobs, you talk about
so
it
many,
before,
yes.
And so many activities.
Yes.
And sometimes I'm bad because this is this, and something is going wrong, and we don't succeed in this. And but when I arrive on stage, you forgot everything, and you have you have to be what you are. If you can't think about another thing, you know, even now we have an interview.
Right.
I can think about something. Maybe
you're
I can think I'm hungry. I need to go to get a hamburger.
Yes.
I still talking
in and
with
out.
You.
In
it's
and
okay.
Out.
In
yes.
and out. It's okay.
Right.
But when you're on stage, it's impossible to think that you're hungry, that you have to go to dinner. Impossible. You're connected to the present. So this was a very good exercise for me, and I love this.
And I love, I just want to keep touching on that really quickly, because I feel like a lot of our audience, they may have an issue with being in the present. How do you, because you're doing so many different lines of work, how do you stay present in the moment when there's so much going on and maybe it's bad things?
I told you, it's very complicated. I try every day to be my best, to take the best of myself, to be the better person, but it's not always going. Sometimes it's, you know, it's, I did a very big, big show in France called, how do you call it, the show? It's Olympia Hall, which is a very famous place. Yes. Everybody wants to have his the letter in red, even the Beatles, all the big, so I did it. And you know, I've been there, so 1 month ago I was stressed and this and this was a big, big, big thing. You know?
Oh, yes.
And after the show, you know, I don't have the feeling, I just moved to another things. Mm-hmm. I think it's sad because you know where I am. I'm here on stage with these things, but I didn't appreciate because I said, oh, tomorrow I have to do that and then and now I start now and recently I start to feel the present, but it's very difficult. You have to be connected and to say, Richard, you are here. It's good. So feel the things. Don't think about that. What's going on tomorrow. Yes. Even if you know that tomorrow you have something that is stressed. You know, I was talking about, I have a big show in France called Les Grosses Têtes. It means a big head.
Okay.
So it is six per person around the table.
Okay.
And everybody want to exist.
Yes.
It's not like a talk show because it's fun with it. But, you know, there are snipers, so you have to be good.
Yes.
So every time you go on this show, you have to fight. We are friends, but you fight. You want to be better than the other one.
Right.
So this is the most difficult exercise. In the shows or in the TV or whatever.
Yes.
And you know, even now, I did for a few times, but even the day before, I'm on stress. Mm-hmm. I can sleep because I know if it's not go well, whatever. I don't risk my life. It's just a show, and it's not like a huge. It's not a lot of money. It's because everybody wants to get in because it's. It's the most listen and watch show in France. So it's million persons. So you like to be there. They pay nothing for that. It's a very small thing, but it's good to be there. And every time I say, Richard, you've been doing it for many, many times. And even each time I'm in stress.
Mm.
But it is good because, you know, I have to live in the present, to feel in the present. So sometimes the advice I can give to your auditors is, you know, you have to listen to you. Maybe you hear, you have to go out of your body. You're the body. Put your body outside and just watch your body. Watch you, look at you and say, okay, this is this. And, you know, you have to take a distance.
Right.
Distance. And if you take the distance, you take the time to take the distance. Maybe you will feel, even sometimes, I don't know, maybe you have a headache or something, you have stress here.
Right.
And you don't know why.
Right.
And you say, okay, I'm stressed. Why? I have this tomorrow. Maybe you can fail. So what? If you fail, something big happen, you will die. No. So why? So and then when you put a name on something, it changes a lot.
Wow.
Even sometimes you have a headache because you're angry, but you don't know. You take pills. You take it. But why taking pills? It's just because you're angry. Because now it's 4 o'clock and you didn't eat. So think. No, I forgot to eat. Oh, maybe I have to eat. And then it's just a way or put you out of your body, out of your mind, and just watch you, you know, like you are two person. And I think it's good because always about keep quiet, keep cool, and just feel the present.
You have powerful. a very strong work ethic. And on top of that, you're definitely not distracted. You seem to be very focused and you've honed in on being present. Is there a reason why you feel you have to do all these duties? Because some people want to do loans, real estate, podcasts. They want to maybe be an actor on TV, but you have like all these different things going on. Do you love the common activity of always changing the type of atmosphere you're in?
Yeah, to be honest, I love to do many, many, many different things. I'm like a kid, you know, who touch like everything.
Yes,
but I want to do it good because to do everything is easy. But if you always people say it's better to do one thing good than many things bad. But in my opinion, if you have to do everything's good, you know, everybody say, Richard Olinsky, oh, how do you do? Because all that you touch become gold.
Yeah.
No, we work for that. We have a lot I am with a team. I'm not alone.
That's
we have 300 people working with us. So we're a big team. We have like many brains together.
Right.
Alone, I can't do that. Mm-hmm. I'm, you know, and I'm very proud to be part of all these this different person. We help each other like a football team, like a That's soccer right. player team, you know? So yes. it's very different. Definitely. It gives energy. We share yes. a lot of things together. So I think, yes, it's very, very important to be a team, yes. not to walk alone. Mm-hmm. And yes, and it's very, I think, yes, something, it's something important because it brings you somewhere. And I really believe about being a team and being with many people, and also all positive attract positive, and always things positive. Yes. And all these activities is also interesting because if you do every day the same things, you get bored, you know? Mm-hmm. And what is funny with me, because every day I have my my team who give me the planning of the day. I don't know what I'm going to do. Even 5 minutes maybe going there, I don't know what I'm going right, to do. Right. But it's good because maybe now I'm here to, next I will be with a chef mm-hmm. and making a pastry mm-hmm. and maybe with a restaurant, maybe go talking with a SpaceX, with a, I know someone to put a sculpture yeah. on the moon. Oh my so God. This is very interesting, wow, you know, because you change. And we, with my job, I'm happy and I'm proud and I'm lucky yes. because with the design, you know, I work designing watches like Hublot,
so
like
beautiful.
Like yes. The Puma shoes, yes. like the Djokovic lacquer with right. ads, yes. like a perfume, like with the with Lancôme.
That's
so
right.
And every day we work on different collaborations. So it's, you know, it also helps to make a crossover between many different brands, and even right. for my team, because yes. they are very happy to work on a car.
Yes.
Because the designer, oh Richard, you're gonna go on a car. They leave this collaboration, so they're happy. Even though we are now working on jewelry. And you know, I see who, and the guys, you know, they're happy. They wear the stuff from the collabs. You know, it's not like it's just business. It's right. you know, living something.
That's
and
right.
this, to get this input, impulse in that, I'm proud because all my people, you know, they are so happy to work on it. So it's like they are the artists. I'm not the only one. We are all artists. Mm,
that's amazing. And I want to talk about you know, the feel of also your sculptures, you know. Again, we're here on Rodeo Drive with your amazing sculptures. They're literally feet away from us, guys. But, you know, what is your mindset on these sculptures? They're always such powerful animals that you have sculpting them. Kong, we have, you know, the red alligator and Paris, I believe, crocodile, the lions, the panthers. Right now, you're going to be doing F1 in a couple of days. And I know Las Vegas is statues all over Richard. And so you know, why do you choose these animals? What is the concept of them?
Okay, to be honest, I will start with animals. Yes. Why animals?
Yes.
I think, you know, everybody loves animals. When we were kids, we all go to zoo, we all go to watch like Disney, a cartoon, or there is a special connection between human being and animal.
There is.
Always. There Even is. If you think about the Greece antique, the Ram antique,
right.
the Egyptian,
that's right.
always animals is a part of our life. So we just all kids. We are kids. We're still kids. Right. All your life with Stacey. So we love animals. So there is a really big connection.
Wow.
The thing is that the connection sometimes it's a relationship with domination because we think we're clever, we're smart, and we are better than animals. Okay. And I think in a way it's different because we are using violence for nothing, because we kill for nothing. Mm-hmm. You can took the pizza of your friend and then you can smash for nothing. Mm-hmm. The animals, they only kill for eating, for a good way to believe and to follow a right circle. And we are walking maybe not a good. Like sometimes right. maybe we have to learn about animals. That's why my first reflection about animals. And why the violence? Because I was always, when I was a kid, impressed by all the dinosaurs, all that huge creator. That's you know, right. they have the strength like an engine. Mm-hmm. They're like a weapon.
Yes.
Even now, maybe, I don't know if there is a machine can do what they did in this time. Right. So I would love to live in this. That So that's why I thought the violence is with all, I love this. But to be honest, even the small animals are violence also. Mm-hmm. But we don't feel it like that. So I want to represent. I work for people. I don't work for me. Right. I want to give emotion.
Yes.
So I think when you see, yesterday I was at Rodeo Drive and I saw the kids who want to feed the crocodile, want to jump on it, was laughing. When I see a kid is laughing, watching my sculpture, I'm happy. It's okay. Right. I did the job. You know what
yes.
I mean?
Yes.
That's fantastic. God, that's so I love the keyword you said about collaboration. I think that's one of the biggest tokens of money now. I think wealth is more than just money. I think the collaboration aspect itself, like you collaborated with big brands like Coca-Cola, you even said, you know, Adidas as well. So there's so many different things. I'm sorry. Oh, that is it.
Puma, you know, because it's very funny what you said.
Yes.
You know the history of Puma and Adidas?
Yes.
They were two brothers.
No kidding. In
the beginning, yes.
No
the
way.
Astro brother, and they fight together. And with fighting, the first brand was Adidas, and the brother fight, and he create Puma.
No way.
And if you go inside in the east of France, mm-hmm. there is the factory of Puma, and the factory. There were two brothers all online.
No way.
Yes.
What the?
Yes. So this wow. is real.
Adidas, they're Adidas. Real bloodline, like brothers.
Yes. Yes. Oh they are brothers. Adidas and the Astro brother, the wow. brother. Wow. So wow. it's funny that you made this yeah. big mistake,
yeah. right? Because we chose the brother with Puma.
Oh no.
We chose the Puma brother, but
back to what I was saying yeah. about collaboration. I think that's huge because that's what we do. We like yes. to collaborate with different minds, and I think that alone shows a lot about you, about your, you know, the type of example you're giving to the world, because you find value, even you being present here on our podcast, yes. knowing that we don't have 9 million followers, mm-hmm. even though we're out there doing everything we can, you're still humble. You're still someone yes. who wants to be present and do everything you can to throw the world out there. Hey, everything's available to you. You can do whatever you want. And that, I think, is a very passionate thing that you do. Do you believe, did you ever have somebody, and when you originated your life, maybe a family, a brother, a mom, that maybe perhaps instilled that in you?
No, I think my kids, you mm. know, they support me a lot. And that's also, that's why I want to teach them mm-hmm. and to learn them mm-hmm. to behave, yes. to respect all this value that I feel in, deeply in my body. But you're right to say that, because maybe because I don't get it with my parents, you know, it was mm-hmm. My relationship with my parents was very complicated. Mm-hmm. Not with my mother, but with my father. He was beating me. It was something very oh, okay. strong. So maybe it's in a way it was the thing that I want to bring to my kids, and maybe all this together. Because if you want to show and to educate and teach someone, you have to be
yes.
right.
Like yes.
Wow. Okay. So yeah. maybe that's why the reason I behave like that, and yeah. to show. And now I'm very proud because my kids, you know, are very respectful. They're sensitive. They know everything out. How to be, you know, mm-hmm. I can take them everywhere. I go to the president's palace, and wow. they know how to behave better yes. than maybe people, many people,
that's
you know.
Right.
And wow. for me, it's very important. But I didn't right. teach them. Mm-hmm. They just look at me. They just follow. Yes, yeah,
wow.
exactly.
That's amazing. Wow. That's amazing. Oh my goodness.
That's great. And I think that's such a great parenting figure. We're also parents. I have two kids. One's 21 years old. One's 17.
Yes.
But you know, it's hard being a parent. But at the same time, you want to give them the example of walking the way of life, and you're doing that. How many kids do you have?
A lot. I have four.
Four. There oh, okay. You go. There you go. Okay. You're still married, yes. right?
No, I'm not married.
Oh,
anymore.
You're not married
I'm
anymore.
Married anymore. Okay. But I'm very close, and I live with my kids. They're okay. very close to me, and
love that.
The artists also, but they also work with me.
I'm
so since a very few months, mm-hmm. they start now. They are musicians, singers, but they start Beautiful. To help me in the business.
Yes.
And also in the mind, their opinion, their because they know all the trend, the mm-hmm. hype. So it's very good to be with us because they wow. help us a lot. And I didn't ask them because, you know, before they were shy to take the name Olinsky. You know, they okay. changed the name because That's when right. you go everywhere, you say, oh, are you you're the daughter of, you're the exactly. son of. So they don't like
right.
that, you know.
Oh, okay.
But now, it's different now, okay. you know, they involve in the things, they leave the thing, and they
that's beautiful.
They like, I know it's like maybe they get it from they build some they bring something from them in the company, so yes. it's different.
Wow. And honestly, that was our children as well. They would always, you know, be very shy to real estate or loans. They would laugh when we would do podcasts or, you know, do our influencing videos, but now they're getting older and they're starting to become comfortable with it and supporting us. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll get home and our son is showing us our videos that we did. He's so excited about it. And, you know, it feels so good to have them part of our team as well. Our daughter was doing real estate with me, and it's beautiful. And at first it wasn't always like that.
Yeah,
of course.
It changed. It's have to grow.
Yes, yes. They have to
slowly,
grow.
Slowly. And yeah. then before I was sad about that at the right. beginning. Even in my oldest son, he was a little bit, not in competition with me because he's a singer, he's an actor, mm-hmm. and then he see that I took his place because all the way I was involved in many things, and it was a little bit during 2 years was complicated, and now it's the opposite. That they are back,
Love
and so and it's crazy because you know we, it's, I know you can imagine how it is in our life. It's like you're like that. So it is the meaning of the life, you know, love and with family. What can feel better?
Oh my God. Couldn't agree more. So true. I actually have a question. Just because what we're speaking about right now, everything is so amazing. You know, we're talking about sculptures, Rodeo Drive, F1, so many amazing things, but we did touch a moment ago about your past, if that's okay. Did you grow up, I know you told us a little bit about it, but could you tell us a little bit more about your childhood? Was it like more of a poor background and now you're living, you know, more of a hardworking, rich type lifestyle?
Yeah, of course. My parents divorced. I was like 12 or 16, 13 years old. Mm-hmm. And we were like alone, you know, almost alone without any money. So you have to fight for living, for... Maybe it was very hard. I remember that when my friend from the school that he, when I go in the cinema and McDonald's, he paid for that for me. If he doesn't pay, I don't have, you know. So it was complicated at this moment. Yeah. So that's why also, but this give me also the strength to be what I am today. So also when the people say, oh, you don't have any obsession with your father, you don't have any blame, complain, or what is it? No, for me, I'd say thank you.
Right.
Because maybe if he was not like that, I won't be like that. So maybe it's thanks to him. So thank you very much.
And there you go. I love that so much.
And you went from that kind of discipline, and now you're on Playboy magazine in France.
Oh, so how do you know that? It's a secret.
Right. Well, we know all your secrets.
I was like, oh my God.
It's a secret. It's a secret of a million person or so, but it's a secret.
Yeah. But also, that's
are we
another.
To talk about that?
Right, we are allowed to talk about it, right?
Yeah.
But that's another example of you collaborating, right?
Yeah.
So you're collaborating with the Playboy magazine. What made you want to do that? Because that's a lot more of exposure of a different side of you.
Mm-hmm. It's very easy.
Yes.
First of all, I love to be disruptive. Because for me, an artist, if you want to be... Yesterday, I was giving a conference with the kids. They are in design school in Los Angeles, big school.
Yes.
And I was telling them, if you want to success, you have to be different than others. So be disruptive. It's very important.
Wow.
So in a way, yes, this. Also, because I like, you know, in the really small middle of the art in Paris, in like the, you know, the intelligentsia, they hate me, you know, because I don't follow the rules. Mm-hmm. I'm successful. I do this. And so each time I can, you know, touch them a little bit, I'm happy because it makes me fun. And I love because they're going to talk, oh, Richard, that at the end. And also this number was very interesting because it was about protecting women. Mm. So we did this special number only by women. All what was doing, the photograph was a woman, the interview was a woman. It was really to change the rule. You know, always in those magazines like Playboy or others, these the men who dominate the woman, and you know, the woman is an object. Mm-hmm. And no, we make it opposite. I was the object. The woman do whatever she wants with me. It was the purpose of
that. Sounds fun.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, and it say that also in a word they can express, and also we create this bunny. You know, I create the Olensky bunny.
I love that bunny.
Wow. Yes, so it's very nice.
So beautiful.
And we sold it for a charity for protecting women all over the world. So there is a message also. I love to do things, but I love the storytelling also. But I tell you all the explanation. Mm-hmm. But yes, to be there, to be disruptive, to make some people upset, and but also for a good cause.
Good cause, yeah.
It's not like too many like that.
Right.
Yeah.
And I actually want to touch on that a little bit because not everybody who has this much line of work is out there also doing charity. And, you know, knowing you for so many years for everything that you do, you're somebody who loves doing charities as well.
I'm very I'm involved in many foundations. I support like more than 50 foundations around the world. Last month we were with Eva Longoria with Global Gift Foundation. I support them from the creation of the foundation.
Beautiful,
but
beautiful.
Also thing for animals, for kids, for the cancer, for and also it's not only about giving, because you give money, you give like, because I give always, all the foundation ask me, because they sold for a big price, it's all about money, because with money you can make injection, you can fix many things for
That's
kids,
right.
for everywhere,
yes.
So it's important. So you don't have to be afraid or to be shy to talk about money. It's raising money is really the purpose and the goal.
Wow.
So I'm very involved in that. But also with the kids, I have a special participation because I organize atelier, like studio, and I stay one day with the kids in the hospital, and we making like some sculpture. And this is very, very important because you give a lot because our time is very precious. It costs a lot.
Right.
But when you give this, you can't imagine all you receive from the kids. Mm. It's just unbelievable.
Yes. Wow.
And you feel at the end of the day, you do, wow, what's going on? I can give you just a small anecdote. I was with the kids. You know, I don't want to know the affection because sometimes, you know, maybe those kids gonna die 1 month after. So it's too difficult for me. So I just see the kids. I don't ask what you are, what you are, whatever. I know they're
kids.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
And I was last time in this atelier, the studio, and there was a girl, 10 years old. She was drawing very nice. And I used to publish in my book all the good things I do with the kids in the mm-hmm. in the hospital. And they say, wow, you're so good. So can you make maybe two more? Because I'm going to put it in my book and this. And say, yes, of course. It was funny. And then the day finished, I was back home. And the president of the association, of the foundation, called me. Oh, Richard, what a day today. Yes, it was good. It was very good energy, yes. But, you know, what happened was crazy. Yeah, what is incredible? You know the little girl you talk with, who is drawing two draw. She said she didn't talk before. So, you know, when you hear that, it's not of me. It's not thanks to me. It was the moment that she had to talk, you know.
Wow.
But she don't talk since many years, you know. So, you know what I mean? So when you you know when you hear something, you know, I was like freezing, you know, like, yeah. Wow. And when she said it, yeah, I can't say anything. Say, wow. You know, so even to know that, I know it's not because, it's not thanks to me, but it happens when I've been here because she was doing something that I designed. So I say, wow. So it's the reason I say that you give a lot, but you receive so much so more.
And it's the energy and passion. I think that you just throw out this ability to have people just be their magnitude to you because you feel like you're giving all this positivity to people. And I feel like even that girl, I mean, God bless, hopefully she's still okay, but she was able to do something she wouldn't be able to do before because of the type of spiritual energy you were giving her.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's insane because it really does exist out there. We're really big on understanding manifestations, energy, things like that. And I feel like you brought that out of her without even asking for it.
Yeah.
That's very powerful stuff.
Yeah. But I don't did it on purpose. So this is why magic, you know.
Wow.
But magic, I think magic now more and more I feel the magic in life. Mm-hmm. Because many things happen to me now. When you watch and you're aware and you are not expecting anything, things happen. Mm-hmm. But you just have to think positive, to be aware and to see that life is magic, and then many magic things can happen.
Wow.
And it's very crazy. And now it's very funny because more and more in my life, I can say like not every day, but almost every day something weird happen and something good.
Yes.
You know, I don't know. I can. I was not supposed to go in this place because I don't want to go it because I know. But I know this person to ask me always tell me good thing. She has the good energy, so I say okay. I forgot it. She texts me go there. Okay, I go there, and then I meet someone that I really need to meet for doing this, and it happened. It's quite like magic because it was 10 in a night and it was quite nobody, you know, with many things happen from life. And I think you have to believe it. But more you believe,
you have to believe,
more you open and more it happens.
Yes.
Wow. That's so impactful. I mean, seriously, that's great. So a lot, and going into your sculptures again, I know that, I believe from what we read, you use aluminum and resin on most of your sculptures. Is there a reason why those materials are used? Is it just more easier to mold into what you're looking to do?
No, not at all. Before, you know, I start by raising it because, you know, I think I'm one of the first artists to use in those 20, 25 years a resin because I love both. It's, you know, like epoxy. Mm-hmm. And I love also the pop colors. Mm-hmm. And I was also inspired by the like Nikki Sanfal, maybe you know Nikki Sanfal, or other artists of the pop art like Andy Warhol or like that.
Yes.
And resin, it's good to be paint. It's easy. You can do like the car painter. So this, but I also it was also something about all the material was you know the coming from the shimmy, from the petrol, from all that stuff. It was like, I don't know if you remember before the kids have the iron, the soldier.
Oh,
yeah. Then they moved to plastic because they was made by China. So there is also something like politics. Too. And I love industrial, so that's why aluminium. But to be honest, I work with bronze, which is more, this. I work with stainless steel. I work with the stone, with marble, I know, with many. Amazing. But resin was just maybe more, and when I started, for me, it was maybe more easy also.
Okay.
More easy to find and more maybe less expensive, maybe. Wow. Now it's very expensive. Uh-huh. It changed a lot. But at the beginning, it was very, very cheap.
And got it. Even though it was cheaper, there are some of the most amazing sculptures in the whole world. I do want to know, you have so many around the world. Do you have one that particular that is your favorite and why?
You talked before about the Kong. But yes, I think the Kong, but not because it's okay. I think it's nice. I think we did it well, but it's all about also what he represents. Mm. Because for me, Kong is just amazing thing. Kong, it's a monster. Mm-hmm. And with a very big heart, you know, he's very strong, very powerful. I think all men want to be Kong because what is the default? The default is not default. See, the air, maybe too much air, but except the air, you know, he protects the weak person. He defend. He work against the pollution. What is the something about? And it's very funny because in the movie King Kong is all that. He's very good. He's a good guy.
Right.
And we are human. We don't understand. We want to kill him because we don't understand that a strong guy like that can be good.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And this is also a very good energy about all this message. And everybody from you kids or you know about King Kong. There's so many remakes. So.
Right.
So I think this also was a good message. The other thing is that the Kong is like us. The DNA of the silverback gorilla is like 99.9 similar as us. Mm-hmm. So it was important for me also. Wow. And also, it's always like not my puppet, but you know, if I want to say something, he can play football because he stand like us. He eat like us. True. So even sometimes, I don't know if you saw the gorilla, we are very similar, you know? Mm-hmm. So they eat the same with the end.
Mm, yes.
Any other animals eat like that.
I think he eats like a gorilla.
We all like a gorilla.
You're all like a gorilla.
Okay. Just trying to be honest.
No.
Hey, I want to be Kong.
Okay. Kong is maybe, good. Yeah. No, and so to be honest, it's the one for me, he can make politics, he can shy, he can cry, he can work, he can do everything. If you know, maybe the apes planet, you know, it's that, you know, it's very similar. So I think for me, even if I have something to say, you know, last time I met a Kong with a tennis racket, he was playing tennis for the Coupe Davis. So it was incredible. So I can do it with football. I can be amazing. So it's also why it's good. And the last things about the Kong, it was because I was very, very involved in the pop culture. Mm-hmm. And you know, maybe you know about Donkey Kong.
Yes.
I think we all can't forget that. Yeah.
And I love all that stuff. It's all mixed together many, many things. And I think it gives something to people, you know. So that's why it's the bestseller also.
Definitely. Wow. When I walk by it on Rodeo now, I'm going to see the strength in it.
Yeah.
Because we heard it right from you. It's so amazing. He's on holding Rodeo Drive in his hands
it was,
well.
Yes, yeah. It was like a special dedicated for Rodeo Drive.
Wow, that is so beautiful.
Is Kong part of your Born Wild concept, your series of all the animals included in that?
Yes, because he's wild. He's a very wild animal. Yes, of course. Yes.
I love that. I think your sculptures are amazing. They're spreading a very strong message. It's not just, I feel like every time you touch one or you see one, it's more than just a standard thing that somebody just puts together. There's a lot of emphasis. There's a lot of features to it that makes it look like gold. Even though it's not gold, obviously, but it makes it look like gold.
But you say something very interesting because you say about touch.
Yes.
And you know, not any artist like that you touch the art. But for me, I love that. I love when you touch art because it means it's a part of your life. You can do it. You can do with it. You can live with it. You can feel something.
Right.
And if I don't have to say that, but when there's the launching of the light of a Rodeo Drive, they sent me a video. I was in Paris. So all the kids were jumping on the crocodile. It was crazy. And the police became crazy. But it mean life. You know, I love to create life. That's with life. Beautiful. So For me, it's amazing. Even if they break, we can, you know, we renew it. It's okay. But I like that you can feel not to put a lot, you know, something around. It's not possible. Oh, no, don't touch, you know. It's good because it's, you know, it brings something.
Yes, we love art and we go to Vegas a lot. And there's a lot of sculptures in Vegas besides yours. And some very beautiful ones. And they do have, you know, the protection around it. You cannot get close to it. And all you want to do is touch it because it's so
sad.
Shiny.
It's sad.
Yes. And then you go to Rodeo Drive and you literally could touch all of your statues, take pictures with them.
I mean, we don't try to sit on it, but you know, you could try.
No, honestly, they don't do it. Only many very kids. We have an exhibition in Corsica in the south of France, and also in the garden we put a crocodile, and also the kids want the feed. They go to buy crabs, ruffles, and chocolates, and they put in the mouth.
No way.
So, yeah, so it's great. You know, this interaction is just amazing, you know?
Yeah, that's so amazing.
What inspired you? Because you're in France, and you came to America. During what time, and why did you decide America would be your home? As far as not necessarily where you live, but more as to where you would come here.
Okay, I told you before that America is more open-minded than Europe, I think. You know, here it's really the country where everything can happen, you know.
Okay.
And also about failure, I tell you, in the States, when you fail, it's not a bad thing, it's a good thing. I heard I've heard recently that even in the bank, when they have to follow you, they ask you if you have any failure, and if you say that you have failed, it's good. They don't say as it
That's
in France
true.
If you say that, they fired you.
Oh, wow.
you fail one time, sorry, it's not possible to be in the bank anymore. So this way of thinking is so different, so open. And to be honest, I'm in the industry, music, in the music industry also, and I remember when I was starting my first album, I was recording in LA. I can meet so many huge celebrities and stars. There was nothing in the beginning, so easy. In France, even if they do just two music for kids, they think they are the king. Here, I work with Sylvester Stallone, with Justin Bieber, with Maluma is my friend, and Jason Derulo. I know many artists I work with.
Yes.
And it's easy, you know, it's like they don't like a big, you know, they're like normal. You
ready
know,
to collab, ready to work with you.
Yes, of course. Mm-hmm. All, to be honest, all.
Yes.
And to be honest, they call me more than I call them. You know,
there you go.
No, because I'm shy. I don't want to, you know, I mean, but it's easy for them. And this in France, we don't have that. So for an artist, it's very, very better to be there.
Love that. And you were speaking about the music, and you're an it's when we say artist, you guys, it's like so many different lines of art. And one of them is the music, and you just released an album, Numb, correct?
Yeah.
Tell us about this. Like, why did you choose this genre? It's more like a kind of like house ravey type music.
You know, I'm involved, I'm involved in many kind of music. I also work in urban music now. I have a big program. I start by electronic music. Mm. I did an album with maybe, you know, Eva Simon, which is the singer with song with Will.i.am. With the red hair. Love.
Yes. Oh my gosh,
billions of views, you know. So it was my first album with her. And no, I love the art. I love to explore many different kind of reggaeton also, because I did the track with the Nicki Jam.
Yes,
I did a track with Fat Joe. I want to change. And this is more DJ. It's more like for club, you know. And I want also to have do something more elegant, maybe less mainstream, because I love the mainstream, to be honest. But you know, my manager is now in LA. He say, "Oh, Richard, we have to do something more." Maybe more classy, more you know. So I follow it. Also, I need to learn. So, but I have many. What I'm very happy with that I have many style of music.
Yes.
And I love to explore. I like also variety. I can also collaborate with the classic music.
Yes.
One of my good friends in LA. Maybe you heard about him. It's Sofiane Pama. He's the pianist who burned his piano. Mm-hmm. He's the world ever famous pianist in the world, because he find a way to bring the rappers in the classic music. And also it was amazing in the show. He took the piano and he burned it with the fire. And it's a show.
Wow.
And he live in LA now.
Yes.
And he's collaborated with Pharrell Williams, with many, many, many big artists. Wow. And everybody want to collab with him. It's not the same. Mm-hmm. And so I love to, you know, to be part of many different projects.
Definitely, definitely.
From the different types of work that you do, I'm going to assume it's probably doing your sculptures, but is there one that you would prefer to do more than the other?
Yeah, to be honest, my preference goes on something very simple and very small. I love to be, I have a stand-up comedy show on stage every week. And for me, it's like something like I like to go to the doctor, you know, because you're alone, you're very risky because there is not a movie. It's not possible to make it again if you do something wrong. You know, he has no security, no parachute.
Right.
So
right.
And this to be on stage like that and to make the people laugh when you know they have a very bad day because they have problems, they have to pay taxes, they have this and this.
Right. Right. Well, right.
And you have the way and you have the ability to make them laugh.
Yeah.
And you feel this energy, the right energy, because with music it's okay, but you have your day DJ table.
Right.
But with these people, with normal people, regular people, you can share so many emotion. Wow. And also I'm on stage, but also go in the room and I talk and say amazing. Something and laugh at them, but to always in a good way. But this exchange gives you a lot. It's cool. Very energy, adrenaline. Yes. It's very strong. And it's even I told you, sometimes I'm sick. Mm-hmm. I have a big headache. Mm-hmm. I have like flu, cold. Mm-hmm. It's impossible to go.
Yes.
I didn't take medicine. The moment you put the foot on stage, you're nothing. I don't know what happened. You have a endorphin. It's known. Huh? There's something happen in your body.
Yes.
And something bring the disease, bring the sickness out. Mm. And after you finish the show, you're okay.
Right.
Yeah. But this moment is magic. I'm not taking drugs, but it's like, it seems to be like it's like drugs.
Yes.
So for me, it's a drug.
Yeah. So you probably shot yourself in the leg right now because I'm going to ask you to see if you're open to doing this. Are you open to doing a comedy joke?
Comedy joke where?
Right here.
No, the problem, yesterday I was asking, I make another show yesterday.
Yes.
And they asked me, I wish I have to improve my English. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, for us, French, it's, you know, even with the language, it's easy to be, you know, the same thing you have to understand, the humor are different. So it's very complicated. Sometimes I can say something in French and you say, you won't laugh, you know.
Got it.
So I have, maybe next year I can take a meeting with you. I have to improve. I take lesson, English lesson, you know, to be really fluent, to do everything. And then I really love that. I want that better than to do it in France, but I have to improve my English.
Got it.
Then when it be good, I will make not only one, I will make a show, full show.
There you go. Okay.
I love that.
We're going to have
that
to hold him to this.
No, yeah, we're not going to forget.
Right.
So before we conclude our podcast, and thanks for still coming in, you're a very busy man. So you have all these businesses, you have a whole team of more than 300 people from what you said. You have an amazing, you know, personal assistant and, you know, and
partner.
Sorry. Want to say that right. So what is your end result? You know, I assume you're in your 30s, you look very young. So what is the end result for everything? What do you think, or what do you want to be your conclusion of all your work? And at least, and let's put a time frame, maybe in the next 5 years.
Next, I was good. Yeah. Next, what do you mean? What? You want me to be in the next 5 years?
Yes. What do you feel like is going to change in the next 5 years?
Okay, I want to be there in the next 5 years for your show. I want your show to become the biggest show ever.
Oh my God.
Like Jimmy Fallon show, something like that, or Oprah Winfrey, something like that.
Right.
And that you invite me. This is my goal. So now, guys, you have to work.
Okay, we are going to work so hard. Oh my God.
Then I will.
Okay. And in 5 years, we're all going to be together again.
It's a good thing, no?
Yeah.
But it's really, I feel it like that because. Because what I want to be, I want to accomplish many, many other things. I have a cartoon going soon on the movie with my characters.
Oh,
we have many, many other plannings. Yes. But of course, if you have a show in 5 years, it means, and I in the show, it means that it's going to be, we did a lot of things.
Yes.
Because I think we are in this world for a very short time.
Yes.
So with this time, we have to do the maximum, the more, and also to give a lot. Mm-hmm. And to share with people, and this is my focus here is to share with more and more and more people, and give love, give a positive energy, and help them to help people to become better.
I love that. And just because I do have you here, and something that is really personal to me is manifesting and believing. How do you practice that? I mean, you're so powerful when it comes to manifesting. Like you said, sometimes you don't even know. You go into a room, you do something, and somebody who hasn't spoken years, they start talking. So, you know, if you can give our audience some advice on how to manifest like you, because again, you're all over the world, you're doing charities, you're doing DJing, you know, you're wearing Pumas with your creation on it, right? Let's go. And even, you know, your necklace is on you, your watch is, you know, I believe Humboldt and times Richard. And so you know, and also I would like to know this too. So how do you manifest so deeply? Is there something that you do? Do you watch programs? Do you, what is it that you do?
No, you, I told you before, you have to believe in you is very important.
Okay.
You have, I think we have all the solution inside of us. Wow. The problem that nobody watch at it, not look at it. You know, people go there. Also, people listen too much what other people say. Right. You have the final cut.
It's, and
you
all
have
to in you. Feel
it. It's all you. We got it. We got. We are all artists. Wow. We all got it. And also, there is. I'm going to give you only one tip today.
Okay.
You know, the problem with the all, most of the people, when something bad happened to them, they always think this is the fault of you. Oh, because of them, because of them, this. No, if something bad happened to you, it's because of you.
Wow.
And when you understand that it's because of you, you're not affected. You feel better. And then you learn, you learn. So the very important thing, if you something bad, because if something bad happened, you can't know it before. You can't, you know, because if you listen to you and you open, because if someone cheat on you, mm-hmm. you're not the guy. To be honest, you know that he's gonna cheat. Mm-hmm. Don't say that it's not possible. Oh, yeah, what amazing! You right. made cheat on me? No, yeah. Of course you know. Uh-huh. You know because you with him and you know this, and you yeah. have many signs. Operate. Right. It's yeah. not like mm-hmm. no, it mm-hmm. never happened like that.
Right.
If someone says that, I say no. You bullshit. You liar.
Right.
Yeah. Because
right,
you always knew. It's yes. an example. Uh-huh. But except the disease and the sickness, or it, sometimes the sickness, because if you too much stress, you can have and you can, mm-hmm. can fix it.
Yes.
But you can also, yes, you can. So you have to manage that, and then this is very important. So something bad happened to you, even if you knew it before and you don't do anything, just think it's your fault. And if you say that, this is he's very bad, this guy mm-hmm. with me, it's my fault. Mm-hmm. Okay. And with this, I think you progress a lot. And I told this to many of my friends, and it thanks me a lot for that.
Wow,
because
wow.
they changed the way of seeing the life.
Oh, yes.
It's one off. I wrote a book. It's called Pourquoi j'ai cassé les codes? Why I break the codes. And I explain all that. That maybe I will make it in English
oh,
one.
Oh, yes. Oh, my right. goodness. Yes. Or I'm going
to. It's like mantras.
Oh, I love that so much. Perfect. I'm going to look this book up, and if I have to translate it through Google, ChatGPT, whatever I have to, because that one thing you just shared with me is so powerful. Because I love blaming Eli, you know, he's my partner.
I'm blaming forever.
And so, okay. you know, sometimes sometimes as a partner, you know, we're kind of pointing our fingers at each other.
Yeah.
But I mean, I got the chills when you just said, like, you know, when in reality, it's you. You know, you're it's kind you. Of in control of your life. You're
of
the
course.
One making
things
happen.
He just said it. He just said it too.
It is me. Yeah. It wasn't him. It wasn't him. I love that
well,
so much.
Richard, thank you so much for being here.
Thank
we really
you.
Appreciate you. And guys, like, you have to see this amazing podcast. Richard has such an amazing array of all these different things that he does. We'll roll these out in the next couple of weeks. And
you'll see him in F1 in a few days, mm-hmm. You know,
yeah,
in Vegas. They just started and a few years in, I think it's their second year in.
Yeah.
And already you have taken over the Las Vegas Strip, Rodeo Drive, Paris, the world. And we're just so honored to be in this room with you. One thing I always tell our guests that good energy always does end up in the same room. And I feel like that's why we ended up in the same room, because we're good people just like you. And there's a reason why we're here today. So thank you for being here with us today.
Thank you very much. It was great.
Appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thank you all.
Bye.